keep things rolling here on the Sports Cubicle. I'm your host, Mike Mercado, and this has been a conversation that we've been having here on the Sports Cubicle for months at this point. And I think any sports podcast radio show you listen to has been talking about for the longest times, and that is TV deals. Heck, even in this episode, this edition of the Sports Cubicle, we've talked about TV deals, and it is the golden goose right now. The golden goose in all of sports entertainment right now is TV deal rights and partnering with gambling sites. Those are the two biggest things that any organization, specifically sports, need in order to succeed and continue to grow and get profits. And even the most successful, even the biggest titan, even the dog who runs the yard needs to continue to get TV deal rights, needs to continue to find ways to generate revenue from these different partners, from different outlets. And that is the case for the NFL right now. So for the longest time, for all the new NFL viewers, the younger NFL viewers, any of the younger listeners or viewers of the podcast, the NFL for the longest time did not play on Christmas Day if it didn't fall on a Sunday. And then as the years went on a Thursday. Christmas was for the NBA. At least for the last 20 years, Christmas Day for the NBA signified the real start of the regular season to a lot of people. But nowadays, we know none of that matters. The NFL is going to play on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday, on Saturday, on Sunday. Whether there's a hurricane, whether there's a blizzard, whether there's a heart attack on the field. It's the extremes that get them off the field in that case, right? But the NFL is going to find a way to play a game. They're going to find a way to make money. So this rumor came out. We already know the Amazon Prime deal that went on. We already know the major deals that have gone on. They're streaming games on Amazon Prime, on Disney Plus. You're going to have to stream on NBC Peacock, CBS Paramount. Everything is going to be streamed. But what about this Christmas Day? The schedule was supposed to release May 9th of this week, and that didn't happen. Why is that the case? Well, Boomer Esiason has a theory or a rumor why. Why don't we take a listen? This is Boomer Esiason from WFAN earlier on this week in New York.
And this is why I believe that Netflix, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
What I think is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Could be wrong, but I don't think I am.
All right.
I'm going to give you one of these things.
You want
to take it with a grain of salt? You can take
grain
it with a grain
of salt. Here we go.
Do not be surprised if the NFL.
Oh, boy.
And Netflix.
Oh, boy.
Get in bed.
Oh, man.
For a nice little Christmas Day.
Oh.
Football games.
Wow. Wow.
I would not be surprised.
I don't think anybody should be. And I don't think that's that radical. I don't know if this is just him spitballing or if he's pulling a Rinhorst and actually has a rumor or some verification and just pointing to the airs like that meme and trying, maybe if you do this, this and it might be if you think about it. It does make sense. Of course, the NFL doesn't care about the NBA claiming Christmas Day. No. The NFL is claiming whatever day it wants. And if it gets billions of dollars, like rumored from Netflix, I mean, I think they're talking about 1 point something billion for two games every year on Christmas for like 11 years. Some nonsense like that. Like, that's not a official. That is complete internet rumor, but would it surprise you? They have the cash to do it. Netflix is a rare app where most of their earnings, obviously the billionaires, the people behind it, the people that back it, get their cut, but they do reinvest in Netflix. Whether it is the programming, whether it is the actors they bring in, whether it is sometimes the marketing, depending on how much the popularity of that show is. There is downfalls for Netflix for any of the viewers of the television shows, the series that are there. They do get cut short after they have to pay the actors an X amount of money. They do rely on trying to get old syndicated shows. And there is a lot of just dumping on Netflix. But what they have done over the last few years is live entertainment, specifically in comedy. And we've seen a lot of that recently. But now, with the deal they struck with the WWE with TKO Endeavor, they are getting Monday Night Raw starting in what, October? So by 2025, full go, they'll have Monday Night Raw, if it's still on Monday, 3 hours a week. They are testing all of this so that they can get ready for any one of these companies' catalogs, the crown jewel, which is the National Football League. This makes all the sense in the world. The most important thing to these companies is to get you to their app. And now that all of these apps, especially the streaming ones, have ad tier levels to them, they need these live TV rights. You can watch any TV show a few days later. You can binge watch a show if you skip week to week. If you stay away from social media, you don't care about spoilers. You don't have to do anything when it comes to television shows nowadays. The one thing you cannot miss is live television and live sporting events with the gambling that is happening now. It is the most integral part to a portfolio to these broadcasting companies. So the NFL to Netflix makes the most sense in the world. Why else haven't we seen the schedule? There was already a lot of talk about May 9th being the day it was going to happen. There was going to be some TV shows about it. I mean, we already know the schedule, but it is kind of a cool pop and circumstance thing and some meatball fandom to it of win, loss, but it is fun. People do plan vacations. The only reason they didn't do this is one, they get a whole lot of promotion now for an entire week saying, why haven't we seen the schedule release? Oh, are they really moving to Netflix? What would that mean? Free publicity. They take the entire week without having to do anything, and then they own next week when they do drop it. And I think the reason they are dropping it is because they are going to Netflix for Christmas doubleheader. And that is going to be fascinating to see because Netflix is doing all their work right now when it comes to live programming, getting ready for WWE and eventually what it seems like the inevitable National Football League. So that'd be really interesting to see how this all plays out. But let us know your thoughts. Do you think Christmas Day games are going to be played on Netflix for the National Football League? We're on Twitter at SportsCubicleTV. Make sure to subscribe to us on YouTube, youtube.com, The Sports Cubicle. Wherever you get your favorite podcasts, check us out. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, at Sports From The Couch, The Sports Cubicle. We got more coming up next here on The Sports Cubicle. I'm Mike Mercado.